The UN humanitarian chief Valerie Amos has urged the UN Security Council to impose more pressure, that is, on the parties involved in the Syrian conflict for greater access to give assistance inside Syria. Amos said the council should put its full political weight with both the regime and the opposition parties to ensure that previous calls for access are carried out. UN humanitarian chief said that 9.3 million people currently need outside help to survive. The figure stood at 6.8 million in September. Amos also said that 6.5 million are now homeless inside the country. On October the 7th, the United Nations estimated that over 4 million people more will be forced out of their homes in 2014 due to the escalating conflict in Syria. 2 million Syrians are expected to take refuge outside the country, while another 2.25 million are predicted to be internally displaced next year. Joining us now is Edward Spanis. He's the legal affairs editor of the Executive Intelligence Review, and he's joining us via Skype from Leesburg. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, looking at the numbers, the situation does sound extremely dire for the civilians inside Syria. What do you make of it?
Well, it is a very dire situation. It has been so for many, many months. And the reason for that is that the Western countries, particularly the United States and Britain, will not put any pressure on the Saudis, who were the primary sponsors of the so-called opposition forces, who are actually by and large al-Qaeda. Syria has become the largest center for al-Qaeda now of anywhere in the world. And until the United States agrees to crack down on Saudi Arabia, who were the primary backers, arming and financing the opposition, this chaos will continue.
Well, all eyes were on the Geneva II peace conference to figure out a solution to what's taking place in Syria. But now we're seeing the so-called Syrian National Coalition placing preconditions as to the formation of this conference. That does go to show in particular how bleak are the prospects of a peaceful solution to this, as long as preconditions are being set by the opposition.
Right. Well, there should be no precondition. The Assad government has given their consent to these negotiations. As the UN has suggested, Iran should participate in these. All the neighbors, the relevant neighbors, should participate, and they should go ahead. There's no reason for these not to. And as I say, the key obstacle on this right now are the Saudis, is Saudi Arabia, and the failure of the Obama government in the United States and Cameron in Britain to crack down on the Saudis. That's the problem.
And what we've also seen is that a lot of aid organizations appealing to the international community for funds, which are not coming through. It's quite interesting to note that there are more than enough funds to go around to help support these Takfiri insurgents fighting the Syrian government, but not to help the civilians.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. The Gulf states, I mean, particularly again, the Saudi Arabia is pouring all kinds of money and arms into there to increase the chaos, and the humanitarian situation gets worse. So it's a danger inside Syria, and there's an international danger because of the war danger. If this continues, anytime you have a danger of drawing the United States, Russia into a confrontation. So this Geneva process should go ahead, the Saudis should be reined in, and the situation could be cleaned up.
And before I let you go, Mr. Spanis, it seems when you look at John Kerry's recent visit to Saudi Arabia that the U.S. is doing anything but that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if Kerry were honest and Obama, they would demand that Saudi Arabia come clean on the 9/11 attacks in the U.S. See, as long as that is the Saudi role in 9/11 is not exposed and is not brought out, none of the rest of this will work. And Kerry's visit to Saudi Arabia is a bad joke.
Okay, that was Edward Spanis, the legal affairs editor of the Executive Intelligence Review, joining us via Skype from Leesburg. Mr. Spanis, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.